Hey everybody, it's Josh, and welcome to or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presbyterian Church podcast. This episode of the podcast is a little different than our usual ones. We hope that you will enjoy the special remarks that follow. This episode will be part one of two from our services on Sunday, June 23rd. In part two, you'll hear some more words from me about the lasting legacy we celebrated during this special service. On Sunday, June 23rd, we did have a special worship service here at Park Ridge Presbyterian that celebrated our history and spoke to the call to create our future. In particular, we focused on celebrating the Scottish roots of the Presbyterian Church. And to help us do this, we invited the Chicago Scott Society to join us. Their president, Gus Noble, offered the following remarks about his experience becoming a U.S. citizen, the meaning of a tartan, the Scottish fabric with the plaid pattern, and how the two relate. We hope this special presentation is meaningful to you and anyone you might share it with.
Good morning. My name is Gus Noble, and I come from a small town in the Scottish borders called Duns. On the 16th of November 1992, I left Scotland, and I moved to Chicago. And on the 19th of April last year, I stood in a room in Chicago with 132 other people from 48 different countries, and we all did the same thing. We became American citizens. In the waiting area of Chicago's Immigration and Citizenship Center on Congress Avenue, in the corner of the room where we all waited to take part in the ceremony to become Americans, there is a big rug. It's about 20 feet by 10 feet in size, and on it there is a large map of the United States of America. Each state is represented by a very vibrant and different primary color. And in the moment immediately before I swore my oath of allegiance, I looked over at this rug, and upon it there were children whose skin and hair color and personalities were as colorful and varied as the map below their feet. The children were all playing peacefully, and one of them was my three-year-old son. My friends, this is America, a purposeful interweaving of different people who come together to make a bigger and better whole, a purposeful interweaving of difference. I am proud to be a Scotsman, and I'm proud to be an American. I'm also proud to be the president of the oldest 501c3 charity in Illinois, the Chicago Scots. We were founded in 1845, when Chicago's population was just 12,000 people, and 3 weeks before Texas was admitted as a state of the Union. We're now known as the Chicago Scots, and we organize events and initiatives to celebrate and promote Scottish heritage and Scottish culture, including, if we all look tired, I'll explain why, last weekend's Scottish Festival and Highland Games, where we welcomed 10,000 people and hosted the largest bagpiping championship in North America. Around the world, there are many Scottish cultural organizations, but there is only one that owns and operates and supports an elder care community, and that's the Chicago Scots. The Chicago Scots are a purposeful interweaving of culture and care. Our principal charity, the Scottish Home, has stood in a forest preserve just a few miles from here for over 100 years. And for more than a century, families have turned to the Scottish Home when they need the loving care and feelings of being at home and with family, those feelings for which we've become known. In 2016, we added the Caledonian House, a beautiful new home where we care for people living with Alzheimer's and dementia, and we rebranded as Caledonia Senior Living. We did this to clarify and confirm that we are not just for Scots. We welcome everyone who is Scottish by birth, by heritage, or simply by inclination. So like America, the tartans we celebrate today, the tartans we gather to bless, are also a purposeful interweaving of different colors and different chords. The tartan is one of Scotland's most instantly recognizable icons. Each tartan represents identity, history, heritage, and belonging. Above all, like the Chicago Scots, the tartan represents family and home. And in this ceremony known as the Kirking of the Tartan, we gather today to bless our tartans and our families. My family tartan is Macintosh, and I have brought some of the Macintosh tartan with me today to be blessed. But today I'm wearing a tartan of a different kind. I'm wearing the tartan which was officially registered by the Chicago Scots 25 years ago as our own tartan. And 5 years ago, the governor of Illinois signed a proclamation making the tartan I'm wearing the official tartan of all of the people of Illinois, whether they're Scottish by birth, heritage, or inclination. We shared our tartan so that each of us has that sense of belonging, of home, and of family to represent and bind us all. This tartan truly is for all of us. It truly is a purposeful interweaving of difference. So during the kirking, if you have your own tartan, please bring it forward to be blessed. But if you haven't got your own tartan, we've brought swatches of the Illinois tartan for you to bring up and have blessed and be part of the kirking. Finally, like America, like the Chicago Scots, and like tartan itself, this church is also a purposeful interweaving. Individually, you are all different people, but together, you make a beautiful and better whole. This Scottish American is grateful to Reverend Erickson, to Laura, and to everyone at Park Ridge Presbyterian Church for hosting this kirking today and for being part of this interweaving of difference. I thank you very much.